May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy, His great love be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson, Matthew 15. Let us pray. Lord, richly and powerfully bless the preaching and hearing of your holy word this day for the benefit of our faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone hungry? Few of you are hungry. Some of the kids are anyway. Well, I had a piece of toast this morning, little butter, a little honey on it, and I have a few crumbs for my toast. Who'd like the crumbs? Anybody? All right. Toast crumbs aren't good enough. A few days ago, I had a Snickers bar, one of those almond Snicker bars, and I saw the wrapper out here in my trash, and I think there's a few crumbs of chocolate. Maybe a little peanut, a little caramel crumbs still in that little package. Want me to go get it? Who'd like my Snicker crumbs? All right, this will get you. Friday night, grilled out barbecue pork chops. And I think I can probably find a bone somewhere with a little bit of meat still on it. Maybe a few crumbs from the pork chops. Who'd like pork chop bone, pork chop crumbs? Luke Buckner, I'll get it for you after church maybe. We don't care for crumbs, do we? Crumbs don't satisfy. They're very little or not worth the effort. Usually don't taste that good, if they taste at all. We don't really like crumbs, and yet in this gospel lesson, we have a Gentile woman, a Canaanite woman, who begs and begs for merely a crumb. Just a crumb of mercy, God is sufficient. Just a crumb, please, Lord. She's coming because her daughter has a demon, and she comes to Jesus begging. We pick up the story here in the middle. Jesus said to her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," meaning the Jews. She's a Gentile. But she came and knelt before him saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, gave her a test, if you will. "It is not right to take the children's bread," that means the blessings that are given to the Jews, "and throw it to the dogs. You Gentiles who are dogs compared to us children." Just a test of Jesus, just to test her faith, we would say. And she says what? "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She recognizes she's a dog, a pet, just a dog. I'm not a Jew, I'm not a child, I'm just a dog. And all I want is a crumb from the table. Give me a crumb. Wow. And notice what Jesus says to her. He gives her, if you will, the highest compliment Jesus gives to anybody in his ministry. He says, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." I think there are only two times Jesus says someone has great faith. This is one of them. She has great faith. The other is the centurion who comes and asks Jesus to say a word and heal his servant. Two Gentiles, by the way, that have great faith. Recall last Sunday's gospel lesson? What was last Sunday's gospel lesson? Peter trying to walk on the water. And after he sank and failed, what did Jesus say? "Oh, you have little faith." So Peter, you have little faith. Disciple, you have little faith. Now this woman, this Sunday, "Oh woman, great is your faith." What makes her faith so great? Don't we all want great faith? Don't we want the Lord to say about us, First Lutheran, "Wow, what a church of great faith." Not just little faith or mediocre faith, but they have great faith. Well, there's much that one could say about her great faith. Let me say two things about it today. This woman believes that a mere crumb of God's mercy is sufficient, is more than enough to save her daughter and her. Just a crumb. She believes that. Now a crumb. And she also believes, secondly, that a crumb's good enough for now because I'll get a feast later. I'll be at the table with the saints later. I'm a dog now, but soon I'll be a child. I'll be at the feast later. A crumb now, a feast later. And that's the Christian life. That's what we believe. Because Jesus lived and died and rose for our salvation. We get crumbs, if you will, now, which are more than enough, sufficient for us, because we're going to have a feast later. A little now, a lot more later. That's the Christian faith. So be patient. First of all, she believes that a mere crumb of mercy is more than enough, totally sufficient for all her needs and her daughter's needs. Notice, if you will, for a moment with me, what the woman doesn't do in the text. Now, we could talk about what she does do. She's persistent. She won't let any obstacle come between her and Jesus. She begs. She's very reverent. She's on her knees. She calls Jesus Lord, Son of David. She believes that Jesus has the power to heal her daughter. All that is wonderful faith. Notice what she doesn't do. She doesn't, as far as we know, bring her daughter to Jesus, who has the demon. Nor does she ask Jesus to go see her daughter. Doesn't ask Jesus, "Jesus, come on, please, I need some of your time. I need you to come touch my daughter. I need you to pray. I need you to fast. I need you to bring medicine, a doctor with you." Doesn't need any of that. She just wants a little bit of time, a little effort from Jesus. A crumb is enough. Just say a word, Jesus. My daughter's not even have to be here. Just say a word. You're so powerful, and I'll believe it. All she wants is a crumb. I don't need you there, Jesus. I don't need you to touch my daughter, to pray and all that. I just need a word from you, and I'll believe. And so Jesus gives her a crumb. "Be it done for you as you desire." 8 words. A crumb, we would say, of God's word. And yet, immediately she is healed. And as we gather for holy worship today, dear friends, we believe in crumbs. We believe, if you will, in crumbs that have all the power of God in them to heal and to save and to forgive. Think about it. We're here for, what, an hour? Hour and 15 minutes? Which is really a crumb of time compared to the whole week. We only worship God for an hour, hour and 15 minutes, and some of you complain that it's too long. Just a crumb of time. And here God gives us 3 crumbs, if you will. 3 little things that we believe have all the power of God in them. That's why we're here. 1 crumb is the absolution, where God washes away our sins again. Look at that absolution the pastor spoke today, that we speak after we confess sins, our dirtiness. We cry out, "Help me, Lord." The absolution is what? 5 lines in your bulletin. It is 1 sentence. I counted it, 62 words. 5 lines, 62 words, 1 sentence. And pastor says, "In the name of Christ, I forgive you all your sins." And we believe that mere crumb of mercy, that little bitty word there, forgives our sins. Our millions of sins we bring in here today, they're all taken away as far as the east is from the west. They're all washed away by the power of God's word spoken by a pastor. Wow. Just a little crumb. Here's the absolution. And then we have the word of God, the second crumb, where we read 3 readings. And compared to the whole Bible, it's a crumb. The Bible is a huge book of 66 books. We just read 3 little readings. A crumb. We have a children's message of a couple minutes, a sermon of 10, 15 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes of God's word in all of our time we have on this earth. A mere crumb, and yet we believe that in this word that we hear is the power of God, the salvation of God, the mercy of God, the strength of God. Eternal life is in these words. Be it a crumb. That's faith. That's why you come. The word's enough. And then the third crumb is communion. Talk about a crumb. A little tiny wafer? A sip of wine? Come on. And yet we believe by the words of Jesus that this is the risen, crucified body and blood of the Lord. The Lord Himself is here, the crucified, risen one, in all His glory and majesty and forgiveness and righteousness and grace is right here in our mouths as we eat His body and drink His blood. It's all there, the forgiveness of sins. He casts away the devil. He gives us eternal life, the resurrection of our flesh. It's all right here in this mere crumb of a wafer and wine. Wow! That's faith to believe these things. A crumb's more than enough. There is great blessing in the smallest of things. And I was given a story this week about seeing blessings in little things, and it's a cute story. I'll read it. Kind of appropriate. There once was a woman who woke up one morning, looked in the mirror, and noticed she had only 3 hairs on her head. "Well," she said, "I think I'll braid my hair today." So she did, and she had a wonderful day. The next day she woke up, looked in the mirror, and saw that she only had 2 hairs on her head. "Well," she said, "today I'm going to wear my hair in a ponytail." So she did. And she had a grand day. The next day she woke up, looked in the mirror, noticed that she had only 1 hair on her head. "Today I'll wear a ponytail." So she did. Had a fun day. Next day she woke up, looked in the mirror, noticed there wasn't a single hair on her head. Yay! I don't have to fix my hair today. Seeing blessings in little things. 3 hairs, 2 hairs, 1 hair, no hair. And yet seeing the blessing in the littlest of things, even when there's no hair. And in a much greater way, that's what the Christian does. There's blessings in a mere word of God, in mere bread and wine, in a little bit of water. These crumbs, we would say, are more than enough for our salvation. Just quickly, if you think of it, you know, if a crumb falls from your table, it's little to you, it's nothing to you. But what about the ant? How many of you have ants in your house? Come on, we got lots of ants. What about that little ant that picks up that crumb? What's that ant think about that crumb? Man, this thing's huge. I'm going to live on this thing forever. To us, it's nothing. Have it. To the end, it's huge. And so that's the grace of God. To God, the absolution, the word, this is little crumbs. Wait till you get to heaven, folks. These little things, but to us who are ants, they're huge. We can feed on them forever. Faith believes that. And faith, as I mentioned, believes that crumbs are good enough for now because we're going to feast forever in heaven. A little now is sufficient, it's wonderful, because then I'm going to get a lot more in heaven. That's faith. And the woman, I believe, has this faith. Notice what the woman does after Jesus heals her daughter. What does she do after Jesus heals her daughter? She's content. Satisfied. She has Jesus, the Son of God, right there in front of her. She does not ask, well, Jesus, while you're at it, can I have a lot of money? While you're at it, can you give me a bigger house? While you're at it, can you just give me a lot of possessions? Can you give me a better job? Raise my status? Give me riches and wealth? Doesn't ask for any of that. Why? Because she knows she'll get it later. She knows she'll get it in heaven. The riches of paradise. A new home there. New possessions there. And she'll feast at the table there. So she's content with what Jesus gives, a mere word. Driving out the demon. This is good enough for now. It's more than enough. I'm safe. My daughter's safe. I'll get more in heaven. I'll see you there, Jesus. And that's the Christian walk. Now grace, soon glory. Now crumbs, soon a feast. Now we hear the word, soon we will see a whole new world. Now wafer and wine, soon the best of meats, the finest of wines in paradise. Now mercy, soon a mansion. Now the heart is healed, soon the entire body will be healed. Now we are dogs, soon we'll be like God, shining in paradise. All because of Jesus who would go to the cross for her and for us and for all people and rise again on Easter. I was watching the Olympics Friday night, I think it was, and as I was watching the Olympics, I was working on my sermon a little bit. Shouldn't do that, but Pat, Holy Spirit works in wonderful ways sometimes. And I was kind of, you know, whenever I get a little stressed and so forth, I play with my hair. My hair is usually puffed back beautifully, as you all know, the 3 strands I still have. But I was pulling it down and twirling it. I pull all my hair down, I won't do it for you. Pulled it all down on my head so I had a flat head twirling my hair. And Tommy looks back at me and says, Dad, you look like Shrek. And then Megan says, you do look like Shrek. I get up and look in the mirror and I say, man, I think I do look like Shrek. Maybe we look like Shrek now. Soon, we'll look like the Savior. We will shine like the sun. Maybe we're kind of ugly now, all of us kind of aging. Soon, a new resurrected body that will shine like the sun because of Jesus. Now crumbs, soon a feast. May the Lord give us great faith. May we believe that the little crumbs of His Word and Sacrament are more than enough, sufficient for all of our needs now, trusting that soon will be the feast. May the Lord give us great faith. Amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.